Episode 146 of Taking the Charge with you from Heraklion, Greece, Creta, Greece. I am David Heinefein News. Thank you for stopping by again. Of course, I'm at the 2015 FIBA Under 19 World Championship. Great tournament going on right now. And so wanted to get you a podcast, obviously, from the ongoings here in Greece on the island. And that's going to obviously be the biggest focus of the podcast today. I guess in general, first start off with how you can get in contact with us. The email is hinenews@gmx.de. The website is hinenews.com. And then there's Facebook. We have the Facebook group, Taking the Charge Podcast. Put that in there, and you'll find us. And, of course, we'll let you in. And have a great community in there, talking about a lot of different things. And probably the easiest way to get me nowadays is on Twitter, and that's just plain old high news. So I guess why don't we just get into the ongoings, where today is the start of the knockout stage. We have the round of 16 starting today, later on in the afternoon, and actually not a lot of great round of 16 matchups. I think I guess run them down real quick. Egypt, Spain, there's Italy, Dominican Republic, Canada, Korea, USA, Australia, Serbia, Iran taking on Turkey, Croatia, China, USA, Argentina, and Tunisia, Greece. I think probably the Italy, Dominican Republic, and Australia, Serbia would probably be the two best games. With a possibility of the Croatia, China being interesting for a little bit. Other than that, I don't know if there's going to be too much. I guess, you know, Egypt could possibly give Spain some problems. In general, tournament's been pretty good. The USA is still learning, you know, how to play with one another. They're relying, obviously, heavily on their defensive pressure, creating turnovers, getting out on the run after missed shots, not doing a lot of set offenses, which is pretty understandable if you consider how little time they had to put anything in place. Otherwise, I think it's been the Europeans, which have been really strong, and maybe Canada. I think Canada was a little underestimating the rest of their core. Obviously, you know that Brooks and Jackson and Eggy are going to be pretty good, but they have a pretty solid rest of the group as well. So was pleasantly surprised with them. Europeans, Greece, I think, after 2 days, I put my power rankings out there, and I had them number one, actually. And also, you know, knowing the fact that they still had Shadalan Papopoulos not playing, which was a big reason why I put them number one, as well as they're playing. And the fact that the Americans really hadn't beaten anyone, so I had Greece 1, USA 2, and then Serbia 3, with Turkey being the fourth team. I don't think that's really changed too much. I think Canada, I originally had them 7 behind both Dominican and Croatia, which I didn't have a chance yesterday to see the game against Italy, but them blowing out Italy by 24 is a pretty impressive feat. And then the Dominicans having more problems than I had imagined against Korea would maybe knock the Dominicans down a little bit. But in general, you know, the Europeans, as we expected, I think, the Europeans, as well as Canada, would be the other sort of powers, the other teams that could maybe give, admittedly, a weaker American team than teams in the past. And but that's just because of the difficulties that the United States has at this late age level. Of getting those guys just because of college commitments, NBA commitments, et cetera. In general, I think, Australia missing so many of their guys, it would have been nice to have them as sort of another team to challenge. But, you know, they do have, they are playing with passion, which is cool to see. China, you know, China have been better than I expected. Yesterday, they really gave Turkey a good run for their money. Turkey scored the last 11 points to win by 11, and they had it's a good China group. And I think that there's I love Hu. Zhao is a pretty nice talent, and against Turkey they showed that other guys are there as well. I was looking at the numbers today, and who's actually the most efficient player in the tournament. So no reason not to continue him being a personal cheese ball. The contenders to win the title, you know, I think it's still USA, Greece, Serbia. I don't know if Croatia have the guard play to do it. We'll come back to Croatia, obviously. That's a big topic as well. Croatia would get Canada in the quarterfinals if Croatia beat China and Canada beat Korea, so that would be a pretty nice showdown there. With everybody on board, I think Croatia are prohibitive favorites, but now that they're not there, I think Canada have to be considered up there as well. That they, you know, could definitely give the Croatians a run for their money. I think they're not nearly as big as Croatia, but I think at the guard play, they're stronger, and obviously we know how important that is. So I think actually that would be a great matchup. I think, you know, slowly but surely Canada is working their way up. I think that, you know, really it's the Greeks, USA and Serbia as the top three. Turkey, I think you can definitely still keep up there as well. So kind of the big four, and people trying to knock the door, expand the house, expand the room of legitimate title contenders, with Croatia, Canada sort of knocking at the door and trying to get in. I guess probably might be wondering what I do think about the situation with Dragan Bender and the whole Adidas and Jordan brand. If you are not aware of it, I do have a long piece on highnews.com, kind of just breaking down everything that's gone on and a little bit of the history of it and in general, a longer piece looking at the whole situation. Raising some questions, letting raising some questions, but at the same time kind of, you know, saying, you know, letting you know what questions are still out there. It's a horrible indication of where the game and the shoe business are going, is how far it's reached. I think when you have shoe companies at least being influential on whether or not a player can play for the national team, I think it's reached a new level. You know, I actually came to Greece probably other than Jordan brand, other than Croatia, not really being able to tell you very much about who, what teams are affiliated, what players are affiliated with which shoe companies. Unfortunately, that is quite that has changed quite a bit. This incident has made it clear that that you need, in order to be a basketball, legitimate basketball reporter, you need to have a pretty decent grasp of the shoe business, who's with whom, and what affiliations, clubs, teams, federations have, and also what kind of contracts that those teams, clubs, players have, exclusivity. If it's only outfitting, if it's head to toe, if it's only apparel, not shoes, all of this really needs to be. You really need to know. You need to be aware. Let's say my eyes have been opened by the ongoings of in the shoe business world, and you know, it's not necessarily something that you know, and there's not a lot of positives of knowing this information. You know, it's just kind of a must that you have to have nowadays. I think it's really bad. I think it's a power struggle which takes away the play of one of the everybody talks about all the players who aren't here. Even if all of those players were here, there's a legitimate chance that Bender would have been on the all-tournament team. And that kind of just tells you where he's at. And where he's at as a 17-year-old who doesn't turn 18 until mid-November. That's another thing that, you know, people have to kind of get their heads around, is that, you know, he doesn't even turn 18 until mid-November. And so, you know, tournament, we've lost a lot of stars, and you know, everybody thought at least we had Bender, and then this comes about, and you know, you hope that other let's say shoe companies, that this doesn't, you know, lead them to kind of do the same thing. I mean, not that necessarily it's a good thing for Adidas that he's not playing, but you know, they're playing some big time hardball, and so it's you just wonder if what's going to happen in the future, if other shoe companies are going to kind of come in, and when they sign new players, I mean, you really need to get in a full understanding of what kind of contracts these guys are signing. If they're signing full exclusivity, meaning that, you know, apparently the case with Bender is you cannot perform in other shoes, which was not the case last year, as Bender played in, seems to be LeBron's, is what I was told as a non-shoe guy. I guess it was LeBron's. And I looked at the video and looked at some pictures, and I was trying to figure out whose shoes they were, and I had to be told who they were. So I guess they were LeBron's, who's affiliated with Nike, which is also something I didn't know coming into as of like 3-4 days ago. I didn't know. So so you know, why throw up the blockade this year and not last year, at the U18 European Championship with Bender. Also, an added twist is that two of the Croatians are also under contract with Adidas. So why? But they're playing here in, I don't know if they're playing in Nikes or if they're playing in Jordan Brands. But you know, what's the difference between Ante Zizic and Ivica Subac? You know, what's the difference between those two and what Bender has? So a lot of different moving parts in this whole thing. I try to at least, like I say, sum it up in the long article. I'll put a link on that in the show notes. Just a really bad situation, unfortunate situation. I think there's not really a lot of winners in this. I couldn't really find anybody who's a real winner in this thing. And I think probably the biggest loser is Bender, because he's not able to showcase himself at this level, and the fans just not being able to see him, especially at the world stage. You know, people obviously heard about what he did last year at the under-18s and were under-18 Euros and they were really looking forward to seeing him play at the here in Crete, and just not going to have it. So, very unfortunate situation. I think it's a situation that is not going to be resolved. I don't think in the immediate future. And the Croatians have a new basketball federation president who was elected on Saturday. So, and after this actually happened, so he publicly already commented and said, my first thing is going to be to resolve this problem. It's unclear how the situation would be resolved unless one side or the other, the federation, who in most media outlets is sort of painted as the money hungry, greedy institution, if you will. If they're willing to take the fine from there for breaking a part of their contract, or if it's Adidas, or Bender who would be willing to take the fine, or the federation, says we are willing to take to pay the fine for Bender playing with us in Jordan Brands. So, it's totally unclear what will happen. So, a situation that's still ongoing, and I think it'll be ongoing for a while. So I guess that's the Bender situation. The questions. Why did it have to come this far? Why wasn't it resolved ahead of time? He was in training camp, and I guess he was wearing Adidas shoes, and the coaching staff didn't really even know. They didn't know whether or not he was going to be playing or not. I asked them the morning practice, before the morning practice of the day of the first game, and I asked them, is he going to play? And they said, we really don't know. So it's a pretty amazing situation. And one, I definitely hope that doesn't happen again in the very near future, or in the long term future. So, I guess with that, why don't we move into the interviews? I'm going to put together give you guys four interviews this week. Talk to Diego Flaccadori from Italy. And this interview was done after he scored the game-winning basket layup in the final second against Australia. Then I'll follow that up with an interview with Jerry Flores, the captain of the Dominican Republic national team, who's been pretty impressive here. Really gave Greece and Serbia all they could handle. Ended up losing both of those games. Then quick chat with Harry Giles from the USA team, who probably from this team is the one guy who would be a possibility, is at least in the, I would say is at least in the mix from this team. The only guy who's in the mix of possibly playing at the 2019 World Championship in either China or Philippines. I didn't ask him about that, but you know, but that seems to be the one guy from this team who might be there, who would be at least be in the selection process. So Harry Giles, and then finish it up with William McDowell White from Australia, who has been quite impressive, and who has been at the Adidas Nations tournament, and I could imagine, you know, maybe might be Hoop Summit next year. Here are my four chats with them, and we'll catch you on the other side of those.
It's fine. That's fine. Your thoughts. 1 second left and you hit the layup. Thoughts about this game, you know, they hit a big three to tie it. Thoughts about this game and getting another victory.
Capito.
Let me go here for the music.
We play an incredible game. We play very good the first two quarter. After in the third quarter, they tied the game, and then fourth quarter, with the team, with the energy, we win this incredible game.
What does it mean for you guys? This is a team that some people thought could, you know, maybe also get first place in the group. You guys beat them now, have two victories. What does it mean for you to get this victory?
Yeah, the Australia and USA and Canada, we think that they are the best three team of the Mondial. And then beat now the Australia is for us very important.
What do you think this team is really doing well? This team, what do you think this team is doing well?
Sì, come pensi di questa squadra?
No, cosa pensi che stia facendo bene questa squadra?
We move very very good the ball in this tournament. There is Federico Mussini, but with team, with pass the ball, we play good, and for this we are a big team.
You mentioned Mussini. Having a guy like him to score is great to have. What are you able to do maybe without him that maybe you don't have with him?
Yeah.
Not saying you don't want him here, but what can you do without him now?
Federico is my cosa pensi di avere meno di lui?
Con lui o con
maybe somebody else?
Now Federico, we have we don't have so much talent, but all play, can shot, can pass, can dribble, and for this I think that without Federico we have to move more the ball and more open shot and more
I thought without Federico here, you and maybe Andrea were two guys, Latore, were two guys that maybe had to play better, yeah, especially offensively. Do you agree with that? I mean, everybody has to step up, but I mean, he had like, he would be 17, 18, 19 points a game. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, Federico last year, scored 25 points every game. For this, we have to
involve everybody.
We have Leon Lupsor, number 7, that can shot, can dribble. This year is improved. For this, we have to score more points every player.
He's your.
And we have to play in 12.
He's your buddy. How much do you miss him not being here? He's your friend. He's your good.
He's my best friend.
How hard is it not having him? for you?
È difficile, no, è vero.
Sì, cos'è per te? Perché è il tuo miglior amico, cos'è?
Yeah, he's my best friend, but there are another 11 players and is all are my friends.
What did he say to you, to the team, before you guys left to come here?
Cosa ha detto a te o alla squadra?
To him or to the team, everybody?
To the Rico, today before them come here, he write me that we have to win more game
You guys have Canada the day after tomorrow for maybe first place in the group. What is the goal here for this team?
The first goal for us is like beat the Australia now, one day rest, and then we have to beat Canada.
All right. You guys are 2-0.
0-2.
First of all, knowing that how well you guys played against Serbia and how well you guys played against Greece, how disappointing is it that you have an 0-2 record after playing really pretty well?
Well, it's not disappointing because Serbia and Greece is very good teams, and we are number 36 in the world, and Serbia is number 2 in the world, and Greece is number 10 in the world. So we not disappointed. We happy, and we doing pretty good job, and we play together every time.
What do you think is the key to you guys playing really well? I mean, initially maybe Serbia didn't expect it, but then obviously, you know, whereas usually a Serbia team could put somebody away, they weren't able to put you away. Greece never able to put you away. What's been the key for you guys playing so well here?
The defense, and we always are together. We inside and outside of the court. We always is together. It's not like who is taller or who is smaller. We are smaller, but we have a big hair and heart and inside us.
When somebody says Dominican Republic, oh, no problem, we know we're going to beat them, and you know the Europeans come and give you a lot of and you give them a lot of trouble. How what does it mean for you? How, you know, looking forward now to the rest of this tournament, knowing that, you know, these are, like you said, these are, you know, two of the top 5-10 best teams in the world, looking ahead in the rest of this tournament, knowing that you were able to give these teams in an atmosphere new for you guys too.
Yeah,
you know, looking forward to, you know, how good is this for your momentum, even though you lost, but for your momentum? How good is it, the results? Yeah, I mean, you were in the games. How good is it for you guys looking forward?
Oh, you know, we first world championship in the world. So we looking for ¿cómo se dice madura en inglés?
Grown up.
And the personality and the basketball player too, but it's not who is the best, who is, you know.
Can I translate in the question?
Sure.
Él te preguntó porque cómo te sientes el momento, considerando que estamos enfrentando países que son de los top 10. Entonces, cómo tú te sientes y sientes el equipo ante una situación como esa. El que estamos enfrentando los mejores del mundo y nosotros no somos, nosotros la República Dominicana casi ni se conoce. Entonces, eso es lo que él quiere saber. ¿Cómo te sientes o cómo se siente el equipo?
How good is it for your momentum right now? Looking forward, you know, you guys have these good results and now you're working.
Oh yeah, we have good results because it's different basketball, it's different area. We play like American basketball. They play like Europe, you know, so it's different, but we want to play his basketball, their basketball.
You want to play like the Europeans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time Dominican Republic's been at this tournament since 1983. You weren't born. You weren't even a star in your parents' eyes yet. How excited are you to be here to represent the Dominican Republic at this tournament?
We are very excited because we represented 10 million of people. It's not like USA or Serbia, you know? So we want to play together and play always happy and enjoy the game.
Looking last year, the Dominican team was at the World Cup, beat Finland and beat New Zealand, played against Slovenia in the tournament as well. How much did you look at that? How much did you watch that? And what did you think about the way they played at the World Cup, the adult team, the senior team, saying, you know, they were there for the first time and having, you know, was that like an inspiration for you guys? Was that motivation saying, wow, these guys have done it, now we're here too?
That is motivation for each one in the team, because like it's the same thing. Dominican Republic last year in the senior championship was the smaller team in the tournament, so like us, you know, so that is motivation and joy.
Coach was at that tournament in 1983 when you guys at this tournament. What did he tell you about it, that tournament, or what did you ask him? What did the team ask him? What did he tell you about that tournament? Obviously, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But what did he tell you about that?
We asked him how is the World Championship? You know, how is the Europe basketball? It's very different. It's very patient. Paciente.
Patient.
And he answered it was we was the always Dominican Republic was the smaller team in the
Cinderella.
Yeah. So we need to play more energy, more faster than the other one, you know. So
Another question about motivation. Towns was drafted the day with this tournament started. The day before this tournament started. Before. How much motivation or even inspiration? You know, he played with the senior team already. How much inspiration do you take from that whole situation? Him being number one, and also being a Dominican background.
Well, it's motivation for each one in the team because I played with him in 2012 in Puerto Rico, and we never know, you know. Mm-hmm. We never know. He is the best guy in the Dominican Republic, you know. So this one is motivation for each one, and follow the dreams, and you know.
You're from La Vega in Dominican. You're in Wichita, Kansas,
yeah.
Which I imagine is a little bit different. Talk about living in Wichita, Kansas, and how it compares to La Vega.
Well, it's very different, very boring. But it's concentration. It's basketball and study hard, work hard, and that's it.
What made you decide to go to the States? And you know, there's a lot more Dominicans going to the States, high school, college. What's the decision? Why is it?
Because that school was number six in the country in the USA, and Orlando and Oliver decided sent me to that school.
What about your goals and dreams? You know, you're probably going to be deciding on a college pretty soon, right? You know, how close are you to a decision? You know, what do you want to do with that decision? You know, where do you, not necessarily where you want to go, but you know, what are you looking for when you're going to pick a college?
I need to think about it this summer, about that decision with my parents and the coaches. But I want to go USA and study with Division One or Junior College.
We're here at the World Championship, so we're going to end on the World Championship, of course. You have tonight Korea. And if you win tonight, then you have the loser of the... Well, you're gonna face either the winner or loser, depending of Canada and Italy. You know that already. So what do you think about that? You're going to face either another Italian, another European team, or are you going to face a strong American team, which you probably saw in, yeah. Did you play against them in the 18s?
Yes.
So you know at least a few of most of those guys. What do you think about the round of 16 coming up?
I told you already, we always together, we don't care if it's Hillary or Canada, you know? So in the beginning of tournament, the people talk about Serbia, they going to beat us up around 60 points, something like that. But we don't care, we play together, enjoy the play.
The goal here for you guys now, you've seen two games, we've played two high level European teams.
Yes.
The goal here for you,
we wanna beat Korea first and beat Hillary or Canada, whatever. We wanna push como se dice, we wanna are in the eighth and
finish in the top eight.
In the top eight of World Championship.
What would that mean? You guys are here for the first time since 1983. If you finish in the top eight, what does that mean for you? What does it mean for the country? What does it mean for basketball in Dominican Republic?
Well, the basketball was changed, going to change, and the people going to support more us, you know, in the commercial, something like that. So it's a really good opportunity for Dominican Republic and every age.
My last question, I'm a big baseball fan. Why basketball, not baseball?
Because I'm very, ¿cómo se dice? Inquieto? You know?
Hyper.
Baseball's too laid back.
Yeah.
Favorite basketball player growing up?
Stephen Curry.
Curry. Why? Yeah.
Because he's a killer. This killer, 3 point. I love shoot 3 points line, and he's the best 3 point in the all history NBA.
I'll let you go. Hey, you guys played Croatia today. Obviously, they're missing a couple of big guys that everybody was kind of hoping to see. Your thoughts about this game? You know, you took care of business. Thoughts in general about moving to 2-0.
You know, you heard it, missed two players, but you know, we gotta play, go out there and play regardless. You know, they're playing or not, we're gonna play the same way. But you know, just thoughts, just a good win. You know, we prepare well for the team. You know, they're a great team, you know, well coached, really good players. So, you know, something we prepared for and we were ready for. So, you know, we're out there and play hard, got the win.
Yeah, you guys kind of got an early punch against Iran. Maybe didn't know exactly what was going to happen there. And how do you think this game compares to what you did yesterday?
I think Iran was more of we prepared more for this game than we did last game. And just killed the first game in Jeddah, so it's kind of hard to go scout a team that you know on the first day because they didn't play yet. So, you know, the first game, you know, first time actually playing with each other, real refs, you know, real lights, real people in the stands. So, you know, it's always the first game thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we brought it together, you know, beat each other out and just got better. So, you know, we just improved. So, it was a good thing.
You say improve, you say get better. How do you feel that you guys got better today than you were yesterday even?
Improved in every aspect with scoring, you know, getting back on defense. Mainly defense. Really just playing on the press, you know, playing hard under press, you know, executing on the traps, everything we do, and all the assignments. So the things that we missed on the first game, we definitely executed on the second.
You guys are far, far, far from a finished product. What do you think is the next one or two things that you guys are going to work on doing? You guys have a day off, no game tomorrow. You know, what do you think that you guys are going to look forward to doing the next game?
Honestly, you just got to keep getting better. So just work on everything and keep improving on everything we've been doing. So. Just take everything to another level. Everything we're doing, just take it to another level. Just keep improving on it. Just keep getting better because, you know, there's no limit on what we're doing. We can get better and better each time. So just try to keep improving on everything we're doing.
You were at the under-17s last year and obviously played against some pretty good competition. You know, this is obviously a different level than what you played against yesterday. How do you feel about and your underage group? How do you feel compared to last year?
The younger guys, I think we're ready. You know, so we prepared for, you know, so we're used to playing the older guys. You know, we kind of trained for it. But, you know, compared to last year, you know, it's a lot more competitive. You know, every game, every play, every second of the game is competitive. You know, last year we up 20 plus points, the other team will quit. But this year they're not quitting. They're going to come at us even harder, 20 plus points. So, you know, every team is good here. And I think they got more of a complete team than those two, and they're way more well coached. So, you know, same with us too. So, we won it last year. You know, so everybody's improved everything. So everybody's good.
How important is it for this team? Let's say that, you know, you, Josh, Jason, you know, Caleb, Terrence, that you guys are a group that played together on an international landscape with international rules against international opponents. Whereas the other guys, although they're older than you, they don't have the international experience. How much does that help you guys as a team?
It helps us because we're experienced. So, you know, us being experienced, you know, me, Josh, Jason with 3 years, Caleb with two, it helps us out just because we've been used to playing it before. So we got to use that and come together and help our other teammates that haven't played international ball. So we just got to help it and just come back to the team thing. So, you know, us four of the team, you know, playing internationally, I put the other part of the team and getting used to it. So, you know, it wasn't a hard transition, so they got used to it quick.
I want to ask you about Caleb. Obviously, you played with him last year. You're playing with him again this year. You know, one of the things that, you know, last year was, you know, a total dedication to his body, changing his game, changing his mind frame. Where do you think he's at now compared to even last year, and how good do you think he can be?
Sky's the limit for Caleb. He's a beast. He's a bully. A skilled bully. So, you know, the sky's the limit for Caleb. You know, the better he's improved, you know, the more in shape he gets. You know, he's slimming down compared to last year, getting faster. So the more he expands his game, the better he's going to get. So sky's the limit for him.
And Jason, you played with him last year. You know, he's part of you guys, your guys' group. Where do you see him at now, maybe as compared to last year? Obviously, there's, you know, a little bit of differences with group dynamics because you have the two guys from the 18s and the older guys. But where do you see him in general?
I ain't got to explain it. You see him, you know. You know how he is. So there's not much you can – there's not much explanation. You see him, you already know what he is. So along with Josh, both of those two guys are just – the older we get, the better we get. And the more experience we get, the better we get. So I think experience and age just helps us out, along with just working hard. You know, those two guys work hard all the time. So, you know, they just get better each time we play. So every time I see them, they get better. So, you know, sky's the limit for them, too.
I know the goal is to be on top of the podium on July 5th. What do you guys got to do to get there?
We just got to keep improving. We just got to play hard. I think especially defense. I think we play defense, you know, rebound. Then, you know, the offense will come. You know, that definitely will come with playing defense and rebounds. So I think we're just improving on everything, just playing hard, we'll get there.
I do want to ask you one more question. Obviously, last year we saw you. Last year, you know, you were coming back from the knee injury. And we talked last year, and you said it was really feeling good. Even last year, you looked great, running around, jumping. How good does it feel now?
Oh, great, I'm 100%. It feels good to be healthy, back 100% without the brace. You know, without a restriction, without me feeling like I needed to protect me. So now I'm just going out there and playing, and I feel better than normal, and I feel great.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Thanks. Obviously, it's kind of a tough way to start the tournament, but, you know, you guys came back from a slow start and were able to give them a fight. Thoughts in general about how you guys did here?
I had a slow start against Canada. Out being around at us. Although throughout the game we decided that we would start playing some defense. I got some stops, some offensive rebounds, got some scores, and worked our way back into the game, but fortunately couldn't pull off the win.
First global event for you. You were in the running to go to Dubai last year. What was it like not playing, watching them guys have so much success? Guys you know pretty well, not being able to go there? Or not going there?
I wasn't really upset, like down on myself or anything like that. I'm an ultimate team player, so to see them go over to Dubai and come get a silver medal, really didn't bother me, but for them to get a silver medal, that was well done to them.
What's it like for you to be here at World Championship?
Fun.
What's it like for you to be here at a World Championship?
Oh, it's overwhelming, knowing there's a lot of some of the top players in the world here. So, and this is really a first global event, so very overwhelming, but excited.
I guess your father played Aussie rules. Did you play Aussie rules? Maybe how did you start get into the game of basketball?
Yeah, I played basketball first when I was about five, so I've always played basketball, but also played footy. Started at the age of 9 or 10, so always played both sports until decided to take up basketball 2 years ago.
What was the decision on that? How, you know, what was the biggest factor in making that decision?
Dad was. He loved basketball when he was growing up, but unfortunately he was drafted to, not unfortunately, but fortunately he was drafted to AFL. But so he's always had the passion for basketball, and noticing our talents in the family, he decided to tell us to pursue a career in basketball.
You started pretty early in the game. Were there any players that you kind of looked up to?
Pretty much like everyone else. LeBron is probably the player I look up to. D Wade as well. So Dad really started telling me to watch those two. So those are probably the biggest two that I look up to.
Still kind of young. You can actually play in this tournament in 2 years. Is there anything you take out of knowing that you're playing against older players? Is it just something that you don't even think about?
No, I don't really think about that. I'm here for a reason, so age isn't a factor for me. We're out there playing basketball, so age doesn't bother me at all.
Guys, we're talking to Coach, and DJ was saying that, you know, you have really good basketball instincts and, you know, good basketball IQ. Where do you think that come from?
Probably say Dad, once again. Mm-hmm. He had a natural feel for the game when he was younger, so I'd probably say a lot of my sporting talent as well has come from him, so I'd say Dad.
Maybe the next one or two things, I mean, you're still so young, you still have so much time to develop, but maybe what are the next one or two things that you kind of want to do to, you know, take your game to a different level, the next level, whatever?
When I'm looking to improve, I'm probably shooting. You know, I'm not very the best shooter, so that would be the first thing that I would like to improve to develop as a player, and then definitely finishing around the ring. You know, I'm kind of a skinny build. And so a lot of guys are pushing me out of the way, so I'll just probably hit the weight room.
You're at the Adidas Nations Global event. Thoughts about that, being able to participate in that and perform, you know, at least pretty well there?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was pretty nervous going to that because, that was the first time I've ever been overseas for basketball. So that was very nerve-wracking, but to perform as well as I did, it's pretty exciting, and it gives me a lot of confidence when I'm out playing anywhere, really. So.
Was told there's an Indigenous background as well. Can you just fill me in on that?
I've got an Indigenous, so I'm Aboriginal and Torres Strait. There's like two distinct races sort of thing. It's hard to explain. My dad is Aboriginal. My mum is both, actually.
Your mum is?
My mum is both.
Both.
Okay. Both Aboriginal and Torres Strait. Uh-huh. And that's just ran through the whole family. So whole family's Indigenous.
Does that give you any extra special meaning at all when you represent Australia because of that background?
Yeah, because I'm not just representing Australia. I'm also representing that culture as well, which is a big part of my life. So it's not just Australia, it's Indigenous heritage as well.
I'll let you go with that.
Okay, so good stuff. As you could imagine, doing plenty of interviews here. Follow all of the great action on FIBA.com /world/U19. You could also just put in FIBA.com/U19 and you'll get there. So I guess we can end the show with that. You can watch all the games on the FIBA YouTube channel. I've been following the games as well at the other gym. So it's been nice to be able to see the fact that all the games are being streamed live. It's pretty cool. Really It's really cool. Quarterfinals, just a note, if you're wondering, right now they're with no commentary, but that's going to change. The quarterfinals will have commentary. The FIBA TV guys, the announcers are coming in. So they'll be here for the quarterfinals on. So get to have that as part of the package coming up after this first round, the round of 16. And then on Thursday, there's the rest day. So I guess with that, only thing left to do is let you know what you're listening to. Actually have a internet problem as I'm recording this, so was unable to look for something new. So I'm going to put out something that has already been on the show, but have no problem listening to it again. And I hope that people out there will also enjoy it. It is the Popsicle Palace. Actually, one of my favorite songs that I've found through this whole podcast adventure. The Popsicle Palace by the Ginger Ale Revolution. So with that, next week I will be back in Regensburg, so the trip will be over by then, and I'll have a sort of probably a more relaxed podcast as far as you know, just being able to discuss things a little bit more. Just because I'm a little bit under time pressure because I have plenty of things to do right now. But like I said, did want to get you a podcast. So enjoy these games. Lots of great games left. And cannot wait to watch them. So we'll talk to you next week.
Sergio Scariolo, and you are listening to Taking the Charge.